This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We're going to pick up on Mitchell's story and roll right on into our weekly wrap of Wall Street and beyond. Here to do that with us are Sudeep Reddy from The Wall Street Journal and Neela Richardson from Redfin. Hey, guys.
Hey, Kai.
Hi, Kai.
So you both heard Mitchell's story. Sudeep, what do you think? Other than oil prices, is this going to take a chunk out of anything economy-wise for us? The markets clearly don't care, right?
The markets clearly don't care. The markets clearly haven't cared about a whole lot for a while, even weak economic data
for much of
the year. So they're looking for – they're certainly on the watch for any trouble out there. But you look over the past year, you've seen potential trouble in Iraq. You've seen potential trouble in Syria. You've seen potential trouble in Russia and Ukraine. And the markets have been able to brush that off pretty easily. And it's certainly possible they can brush this off now, though it's clear that this situation is worse and and doesn't have a very clear outcome anytime soon.
Oil prices on the rise, Neela, eventually lead to gas prices on the rise. There comes a point where the American public begins to pay attention, right?
Yes, the American public will pay attention much faster than the markets will. And we've seen gas prices be basically pretty stable and high. And now with this uncertainty, they're about to become unstable and higher. And so consumers, as they gas up their cars for their summer vacation, we'll take notice.
All right. We booked you guys on purpose because you are in Washington, the center of the political universe this week with Eric Cantor and David Brad and that whole primary thing on Tuesday night. What do you foresee, Sudeep, on the issues of import to us on this broadcast? That is to say, the economy, budget stuff, the debt limit fight, which is coming next March.
If you were expecting, Kai, to see something positive from Washington this year, you were already pretty crazy. The environment is certainly marginally worse than it was a week ago for anything positive to come out of Washington, anything even relatively modest to come out of Washington. But come on, look at this place. It's been pretty awful the last few years.
Yep.
No one was really looking for some big achievement from anyone in the Capitol or the White House. The big question is whether anything will get done in 2015 and 2016,
right,
which is a much bigger deal. And that's what this election is going to be all about, whether the status quo will continue or whether we'll see some kind of much bigger shakeup.
Well, exactly. And Neela, you know, the reason I asked about the debt limit, is that that comes up again in March of next year. Yes, there's an election in between, but it does not look like there will be compromise. And thus, we will have credit rating downgrade talk and all of that stuff.
You know, we lost a deal maker. Now, he wasn't a frequent deal maker, but at least
in the debt ceiling,
right? He was a deal maker. And so there are three potential scenarios. There's a good solution where the debt ceiling is extended with the budget. There's a will-do solution where it's just extended for a short term.
Yeah.
And then there's this catastrophic, not a solution, where you see this kind of thing where markets go crazy and we don't know what happens next.
All right. Fair enough. A brief macroeconomic question for you both. It has to do with inflation or possibly deflation. Sudeep, this morning, the producer price index, that is prices at the wholesale level, came out. They fell in contrast to everybody's expectations. When and what will it take to get price rises coming in this economy?
That is the big question. We've seen inflation remain weak for years and years. You're seeing consumer prices remain relatively weak. We thought this would be the big year of the recovery, the year when inflation picks up, the year when wages accelerate. That hasn't happened, and it's probably not going to happen in a big, meaningful way anytime soon, as long as you've got the job market as weak as it is.
I have one answer.
Yeah.
One word. Growth. It takes growth to produce some price increases, and we just haven't seen it.
And let's all remember GDP actually fell last quarter. All right. Neela Richardson from Redfin, Sudeep Reddy from The Wall Street Journal. They are in our bureau in Washington, the nation's capital. Thanks, you guys.
Thanks, Kai.
Thank you, Kai.
All right. We'll see you. Have a good week.